The Royals looking to extend their winning streak to a season-best 7 games, taking on the Tigers. Whit Merrifield ready for this one. First pitch of the game facing Michael Fulmer.
No lineup changes for the Royals. It's the same almost every night. Whit Merrifield at the plate. First pitch is hit high in the air, deep to left field. Trouble and gone, a home run. How about that? First pitch of the game, Whit Merrifield jumps on a 95-mile-an-hour fastball and hits it into the visiting bullpen. One pitch, 1-0 KC. Swinging a little fly ball softly down the left field line. Long run for Gordon. He's going to dive and make the catch.
Of course.
Tumble on the ground, pop up, and hang on. A little bloop against 95% of outfielders in left field that falls not against Alex Gordon. Hosmer waiting on a 2-2. Bonifacio at second, one out. Swinging a ground ball off the middle, pass to Iglesias into center, and Bonifacio will score. Sharp ground ball single, the always tough Eric Hosmer, 2-0 Kansas City with one out here in the fourth. He waits for the pitch, the 1-2. Swing and a miss, another changeup.
Swing and miss,
another swing and miss.
Wow.
Castellanos strikes out. It's been an easy first 5 innings for Danny Duffy. Upton waiting on another 3-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. He got him with a changeup. 3-1 Kansas City. Runners at the corners. One out in the eighth. Line drive down the right field line. Bonifacio over. He'll make the catch. Matuk goes all the way to second. He goes back to first, and he is doubled off of first base.
And they don't get the run.
Unbelievable. Matuk thought it was going to fall, but he didn't see where Bonifacio was.
They don't get the run.
He was 2/3 of the way to second base, and he was easily caught off first. The Tigers might ask for a review, but I thought he was out, and I'm not sure they're going to ask for it.
He was out easy.
The Tigers come up short against the Royals. Manager Brad Ausmus spoke after.
You know, the Royals' right fielder, Bonifacio, has shifted way over, extreme shift, as much as I've ever seen an outfielder shift. And I think Mikey just put his head down and went, assuming it was going to be a double in the corner. Unfortunate mistake. Really, you learn as you come up through the minor leagues, you got to check the outfielders just to make sure. And nowadays, with the way shifting goes on, even in the outfield, I guess it's a little more important. So, it happens.
Brad, help us with the communication in a situation like that. Is the bench reminding him? Is the first base coach, Omar Vizquel, reminding him? Is that primarily on the player himself?
Well, a lot of times coaches will remind them to check the outfield. But off the bat, there's nothing a coach can do. There's nothing that can happen from the dugout. You got to read the ball and you got to trust your instincts.
Michael Fulmer's performance, after the leadoff home run by Whit Merrifield, seemed like he buckled down even more so. And this is an opportunity where sometimes, obviously, wins and losses can be overrated in a situation like this, I believe. How about you?
Oh, yeah. He did. Wins and losses are often overrated. He did an excellent job. Goes 8 innings, 3 runs, deserved to get a win. We just didn't put up any points.
Danny Duffy, what was he doing that maybe frustrated your hitters a little bit or kept them off balance?
Well, he's a good pitcher. He throws into the mid-90s. He comes inside a right-hand hitter. He's got a good changeup, occasional breaking ball, but it was really the fastball changeup combination. He can pitch up in the zone with his four-seamer as well. So, he's a good pitcher.
Month of July, their bullpen has an ERA of 2. That leads the major leagues. What is it about their bullpen that makes it so challenging?
They're good, talent's a trump card. You have good pitchers, you generally get good results.
Yeah. Going back to the motto, did you feel that there's been too many mental errors through this season from your team? Like, have you noticed more?
No, I wouldn't say there's any more or less than any other team or any other time that I've been here with the Tigers. It's just mental errors are part of the game. That's why they have that phrase, mental error.
Mikey Matuk doubled off first on that huge play in the eighth inning. He talked about it after.
Those base running mistakes can't happen. I didn't pick up, checked right fielder before the play. I saw a ball go over my head. I thought for sure it was a double. I was just trying to score from first to try to tie the game up. There's no excuse to it. It was just me. I didn't check and see where he was playing, and it came back to bite us.
Does a lot of that have to do with the amount of shifts that now take place in baseball, and maybe that has to be reinforced a little bit for a player to himself, or is that just something that it was a blatant mental mistake on your part?
That's something you always check the outfielders. That's something that you always do, whether there's regardless of a shift or not. And I should have. I know I do that. I do it. Every other time. And I got on base, and I didn't pick him up, and he hit it over my head, and I thought for sure double, and I was going to try to tie the game up for us, but Obviously, it was a little bit over aggressive and came back to get us. But you know, like I said, you gotta try to get past it. You know, it's a big mistake and it may have cost us the game. But you know, you gotta go back out here and play tomorrow.
I saw your face. I saw you take a knee on the base as you made that final out. And then I saw the look on your face as you guys made the final out of the game. What's going through your mind? How bad do you feel? Do you feel like you cost your team a game?
Yeah, you never want to. The worst feeling as an athlete is to feel like you let your teammates down, disappoint them, and you know, I feel like I did that. You know, obviously I wasn't playing. It wasn't a lack of effort, but you know, that has nothing. You know, that doesn't make me feel any better. You know, just letting the guys down that you know you go in the trenches with every day. That's one of those feelings that kind of lingers with you, but. Like I said, I'll get past it after tonight and come back out tomorrow and play hard.
What made Danny Duffy difficult to handle early on?
He was locating his heater in. He was you know, pounding us in, a lot of the righties in the whole day. And, you know, he was locating and he was able to make some pitches and, he got us out.
Does this add to the frustration knowing that Michael Fulmer was so sharp here tonight? I mean, he bounced back. One thing happening in Kansas City his last time out, but tonight he was good enough to win. Does that make it even more frustrating and disappointing?
Yeah, you know, he went out and pitched his butt off. And, you know, he does that every time out. And he put us in a situation to win, and we didn't score runs for him. But, you know, it's frustrating anytime you don't win, especially when your guy on the mound is throwing his heart out and puts you in that position. But it's the game of baseball, and that's the way it is. And, you know, you play a team this many times throughout the course of a year that those things are going to happen. But, you know, never not to take anything away from Fulmer because he threw lights out and, you know, he put us in a position where we needed to be, and we just didn't score runs.
When did you realize you'd gone a little too far there and had to get back?
You know, right before I got to second, I realized that he was, you know, I peaked and I saw he was probably going to catch it. And, you know, at that point, you know, I was trying to get back. You know, obviously, you know, I knew the situation, I knew the outs, I knew everything. It was just, I just didn't pick up where he was playing. And, you know, I feel like nine times out of ten, a ball hit right there is probably going to be a double. So, you know, I got about three or four steps from second, and I realized it and tried to get back, but obviously I didn't.
It's interesting. You're focusing on tying the game there. You're planning on scoring from mm-hmm. first on a play like that. That's mm-hmm. what's going through your mind, huh?
Yeah. You know, I told myself at first that, you know, I needed on a double that I was going to score. You know, obviously Herrera is a good closer, and Soria has been getting, you know, was very, you know, getting us out the last few times out. And I told myself if Vic hits a double that I was going to score and try to tie it up, and I thought he did, and obviously it was a little bit over-aggressive on my part.
Up next, the Tigers trying to avoid the sweep on Wednesday, Anibal Sanchez on the hill.